The city of Orlando has been recognized for its united response to the Pulse nightclub tragedy. But if you talk to Latinos, not everyone feels the response was harmonious, so they're taking action. It's a Thursday night. Christopher Cuevas stands in front of a small group seated around a conference table. A screen behind him projects a big rainbow-colored letter Q with the word Latinx in the middle. Latinx is a gender-neutral alternative to the words Latino and Latina. Every week, the group gets together to talk about different topics: privilege, power, race, and policing.
Tonight, we're going to completely change it up. It's not going to be too heavy. It's not going to be too emotionally laborious. Tonight, we're going to talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Jokes now, but things got deep as they delved into issues of consent, safe sex, and hookup culture. The group started meeting informally after Pulse. One survivor's at the table. Cuevas says the meetup started out organically, just friends inviting other friends to be together, to share memories, to grieve together.
Weeks passed, and eventually we said, you know, let's do something with this because the community is crying out for this.
So he led the charge to organize Q Latinx, which now has more than 50 members and growing. Cuevas says he hears a common theme from people who show up to their meetings, that they didn't feel comfortable going to other LGBT organizations. They tell him, I don't go because all the materials are only in English, or because I'm afraid my undocumented status will be revealed.
Or I am afraid to go into these spaces because I don't see people like me there. People leading the charge like me, even people working front desk service like me.
That's why Viviana Troche joined the group. They get her, the issues she faced with family in Puerto Rico when she came out.
There's a little comfort, in a way. It's like being held by your mom taking care of you because there's a bigger understanding because you come from the same outlet, I guess.
Since Pulse, LGBT leaders have been talking about the need for more collaboration and Latino outreach. Many of the victims were Latino. David Baker Hargrove, a longtime LGBT organizer in Orlando and past president of the Come Out with Pride event, discussed this as part of a recent panel. He admits there really hasn't been a significant focus on minorities within the local LGBT community. Baker Hargrove says cultural divides are pervasive and can be unconscious.
Even within the LGBT community, you have still this perception that LGBT groups, that organizations and activist groups are essentially for white people. And that not necessarily, and so what happens is that white people rise to the leadership of those organizations.
Outreach to the Latinx community is growing, and not just in Orlando. Last year, the LGBT Center in Los Angeles collaborated with the Latino Equality Group to open Mi Centro for Latinos in L.A. While they tout this success, L.A. Center Director Alan Acosta explains the LGBT movement hasn't always been conducive to collaboration, partly because of competition.
And that it's seen as a zero-sum game, that if I get my group funded or if I get a space, or that somehow that's taking away from others. And I think we've really got to stop thinking that way.
There are now at least 174 LGBT Latinx groups and ally organizations across the U.S. Orlando's new Q Latinx has been getting advice from some of them so as to not reinvent the wheel. Chris Cuevas says he hopes local institutions and city leaders take notice.
There's this consciousness that needs to be tapped into the larger LGBTQ Anglo community that doesn't recognize that we are not all happy-go-lucky, beautiful LGBTQ people, you know, in unison. As much as we want to be, we're not there yet.
Cuevas hopes Q Latinx will also serve as a model for other marginalized groups within the larger LGBT community. Crystal Chavez, 90.7 News.